It's September 22, 2008, and after 4 weeks of recorded interviews, this is Jack White with a Monday morning message of my own from the District Growth Team. I want to talk about radical changes in Kiwanis. What got me thinking about it was a series of emails from our governor about a new Internet Kiwanis Club that is met and soon hopes to be chartered in the Capital District. Okay, you say, we've been hearing about Internet clubs for several years, but this one seems about to happen right in our own backyard. The governor said 20 people held a first organizational meeting 4 days ago, online of course, and the next one of those meetings is set for September 30. Who are these people? The governor told me they are mostly former CKI members. One or two already have joined Kiwanis, but mostly they are young people looking for a different way to become involved. Their residences range from Tennessee to New York and all corners of the Capital District. If chartered, this club will meet online and perform service in the members' own hometowns. And despite its geographical spread, the club will be based in our district, I assume in one of our divisions. This news came on the heels of interviews I recorded at our district convention with Jill Mattinger of our international staff. If you heard those interviews, you'll recall that she said we soon will have club satellites and company clubs as growth options because of recent actions by the Kiwanis International Board. I hope to propose that my own club establish at least one satellite, an alternative meeting time and place for some of our members who seldom attend the regular Tuesday luncheon meetings. Your club probably can find a use for this new tool as well, either for a more convenient meeting time for some members or as a different format for folks who may not like the traditional Kiwanis meetings. The new club building chair for our district next year has not been named, but when that person is on board, I hope he or she will consider organizing some company clubs. You may recall Jill saying, these are clubs that will be sponsored by businesses, organizations, or institutions, which will pay a flat fee for as many of their employees as wish to join. It could be a hospital, college, or other company Kiwanis club. I personally think this could be a breakthrough for us in new club building. No company, I suggest, is going to want to pay the bills and have a club bearing its name doing anything less than great work in its community. There are other changes coming, but the point is that the Kiwanis my father knew for 42 years and I have known for 44 years is changing, and faster than some of us ever thought it would. Understand, none of this is being done for its own sake. These are reasoned responses to large membership and club losses that Kiwanis has suffered during the past two decades all over North America, including the Capital District. Our leaders are trying to keep Kiwanis relevant and accessible to new generations who otherwise might not want to join us, at least not in large enough numbers to keep the organization alive and well for its mission of service. I hope that you will get on board this bandwagon of change very soon. That's it for now. For the Growth Team, this is Jack White, thanking you for listening.